This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome to Wednesday, Flipping the Switch. It's my absolute pleasure to be your host for the next hour on Contact Talk Radio. And my name is Suze Casey, and today marks a big change for me. And so the topic for today's call, and I'd said last week that the show this week was going to be a continuation on focusing on beliefs around our body and our physical manifestation of who we are and how the mind can work with that. And we are going to get into that, and we'll be doing that after we have a special thing that we're doing first. So today's topic is not always what it seems. And so I'm looking at change. So change is neither good nor bad. It's simply your perspective. So we'll be chatting here in just a few minutes with Eldon Taylor, who's another Hay House author and radio show host, who's coming over to CTR Network beginning in this time slot next week. And he's going to be doing a two-hour show. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. I am not going anywhere other than I'm changing days and times. So for those of you who have been finding it challenging to listen on Wednesdays at this time live and wanting to phone in, I'm hoping that the new time will work for you. And for those of you who have been listening, I'm believing that it'll all be fine. I'm moving to Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll be continuing to do the Flip Your Switch and taking people's calls. Next week's show will be belief repatterning in a nutshell. And I'm just going to do an overview because I know that we'll have some new people listening in at that time. So let your friends and family know that we're moving to Thursdays at 2, and you're going to want to keep this time and date, though, in your calendar, because Eldon Taylor is a fascinating, fascinating author with Hay House, and I'm going to give you a quote of his that I just really, when I read this, I went, okay, we've got lots of things to talk about. So Eldon says that the mind is the ultimate frontier, and your potential is probably yet unrealized. Our business exists to facilitate you in realizing your personal best. And that's why we say inner talk, when believing in yourself matters. So Eldon's show will be beginning next week. It's called Provocative Enlightenment, and it'll be a two-hour show here on CTR. And I've got Eldon on the line. Welcome, Eldon.
Well, thank you very much, Suze. Thank you doubly. Thank you for inviting me to join you today, and thank you for helping us work out this time where we can have a two-hour show at Contact Talk Radio. I'm deeply appreciative. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And I was just really, I'm excited to have you join the Contact Talk Radio host team, because you're also with Hay House. And tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing and why you're wanting to move over to CTR Network for a two-hour show.
Sure. We had a top-rated show at Hay House for over 3 years. And, what we heard repeatedly from our listening audience was, we need a two-hour show. 1 hour is just simply not enough. We bring some really powerful guests to the show, who's who people. They're the cornerstones of the folks that we turn to in science or in politics or in philosophy. It's not the typical show. What we like to do is get into depth in subjects. And so, recently we had Michael Shermer as a case on point, the founder of Skeptic Magazine, on the show. And we got very in-depth with Shermer to learn that Shermer had been a evangelical individual who'd gone door-to-door proselytizing for his religion, become disappointed because of personal experiences and his education under B.F. Skinner and strict, behaviorism had a direct psychological impact on him, and it moved him from this believer to this skeptic. But when we penetrated through all of that, and I give this just by way of example, when we penetrated through all of that, and we got to where Dr. Shermer is today, as opposed to where he was before. His priorities are his family, then, of course, his community, his neighborhood, his community, his country. He had the very same priorities in life that he had when he was an evangelist. So when I asked him, Michael, what would you be doing differently today other than publishing Skeptic Magazine had you remained a born-again Christian? After some reflection distilled out, he essentially said, nothing. You know, Eldon, I wouldn't be doing anything different. So, you know, the nature of our investigations are to really understand these oppositional viewpoints as well as those viewpoints that support us. And, you know, provocative enlightenment is what it really turns out to be, because there are lots of, forgive me, but there are a number of oxymorons out there, mutually exclusive, cognitive dissonant kinds of phrases, nonsense statements, just some craziness that is really hard to... hard for a thinking person to allow to go. And so we go after that as well.
And it sounds to me like you're really helping people. Like you say, there's so much out there, and helping your listeners really navigate some of the disparate kinds of pieces of information that are coming at them, and then trying to fit it into their own, how they see the world. And so it feels to me like you're really helping people map out and doing some navigating around all of the information that's available to them.
That's really what we try to do. That the entire show is about waking up. 30 years ago, I founded a company called Progressive Awareness Research. Progressive Awareness Research is still doing what it did 30 years ago, looking at why people do what they do. And invariably, what they are doing is because they're just simply not awake. They're just simply not alert. They just simply don't understand how the human brain works. I mean, I know this is your area. I'm going to be inviting you onto my show, and we're going to unpack your ideas just like we've been talking about.
And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that because the show that I've been doing on CTR Network has really been about people phoning in and me helping them work through. But I'd love the opportunity to chat with you and you know, delve into sort of how this thing works from my perspective. So,
well, and you're going to get that opportunity, and
yeah.
I look forward to it. Because as you know, look, you know, most human beings don't understand that over 90% of their choices are made in the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you know, a technician watching your brain lifetime with fMRI technology will know what you're going to do, what you're going to decide, what you're going to choose 6 to 10 seconds before you know.
Now, wow.
You know,
that's
if that
cool.
doesn't stop you on your heels and make you wonder about such things as, well, what does that mean to free will? What does that mean? I mean, why is that happening? Why am I repeating the same patterns over and over again? And well, how do I get into it? Change that and all that. I mean, and that's what we try to do. We try to get into the real nuts and bolts of who we are and what it is that we can do to optimize our lives, to define a life purpose, to look at the larger meaning of everything and really sit back on our heels and ask ourselves and seriously seek Sophia, if you will, the love of knowledge, seriously seek the meaning of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, that's what we're all here sort of going, what's it all about, Alfie? You know, like it's,
yes.
You know, to quote something from the 60s, it's, you know, it's sort of like, my goodness, I'm here and I'm, you know, where's the meaning in this? And, you know, I know for myself, I've always been fascinated with how the human mind works. That I come from the educational perspective. You come from a more scientific approach, it feels to me. Would that be a safe?
Yes. I mean, the answer to that is yes. I mean, you know, my PhD is in clinical psychology.
My
passions are philosophy. You combine those two. And of course, I'm going to spend most of my time looking at the literature, at the research, at the, you know, at the cognitive process. Where you're coming from that perspective of spending your time educating people and helping those people understand what's available to make their changes. So it's kind of a nice marriage.
It's an absolutely lovely back and forth. Because, yeah, I come much more from the soft side of it. It's like, okay, so we, you know, there's this research out there. So how does it make a difference when I'm, like, walking around in my world today? How do I rubber hit the road? How do I make it pragmatic? And my master's degree thesis, my master's is in educational psychology, in narrative psychology. Mm-hmm. And my title of my thesis was Theory. Where's my reality? And so it's been something that I've been passionate about forever. It's like, I get it in my head. I understand the concepts, but how do I walk it? How do I implement it? And so I think it'll be a very exciting opportunity for us to unpack some of that and go back and forth. I'm looking forward to, we'll set that up at some point in time in the near future.
In the near future, for sure. We'll be getting it scheduled and we'll be publishing it probably in the next couple of 3 weeks. So if your audience is listening right now, you'll definitely want to hear Sue's when we sit down and we, instead of her giving you advice, we unpack her theories. We learn more about her, why she's doing what she's doing, how she has progressed to where she is, and how these theories really meet with other theories in her field of expertise.
Yeah, and the things that you're going to be bringing to this time slot, I'm sitting here going, wow, maybe I better keep this time slot still in my calendar and just extend it for an extra hour to make sure that I'm listening in, because it sounds like you've got some really fascinating people that you'll be chatting with, and being able to expand that to the 2 hours then allows people to call in the last part to ask questions and to make sense of it for themselves.
We really do, Suze. We have got a great lineup already. We're already booked clear out into February. And we've got all the New York Times best-selling authors. Our opening show, the man who gave the name, created the name Crop Circle, will be on the show with his co-author, discussing a whole new discovery having to do with crop circles and extraterrestrials and some of the data that's out there.
Nice. And so that'll be next week.
That
this
is a
time,
week
right?
From today. That's correct.
So it'll be November the 6th.
Right. First 2 hour show. And if you want to look at the schedule, see the schedule, check it out on my page at CTR Network or fan me on Facebook. I post on a regular basis what's going on and who our guests are and so forth.
That's fabulous. And I've just spent a couple of hours poking around. You've got a very extensive couple of websites, but eldentaylor.com will connect you to all of them, as I figure it, right?
That's correct.
So you can get to the Provocative Enlightenment one or the Mind Programming one right through eldentaylor.com.
Correct. Good.
Fabulous. Well, I'm so looking forward to our connections, and I know that you've got another show to be doing on Hay House here. Anything else that you would like my listeners to know about your work so that they keep tuned in on Wednesdays to hear the work that you're doing?
Suze, you have been very generous to spend this amount of your show with me as it is. I think your audience can probably get the tenor of it. But listen, if you're really interested, when you go to eldentaylor.com, choose that navigation pane that says Provocative Enlightenment. There you'll have the archives. And you can listen to the kind of shows we do. You can see the kind of guests that we have. And you can determine for yourself, is this the kind of show that you want to be listening to? I guarantee you we're going to be bringing tens of thousands of listeners to CTR because this was the top show at Hay House Radio.
Nice, nice. And I'm just looking at some of the topics of your books, you know, the self-hypnosis and subliminal technology and, mind programming and choices and illusions. And I believe, what's your next book coming up? I'm always curious.
Oh, that one comes in 2014. The book is called Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It tends to be, it's going to be very, very controversial. It's not going to make friends among too many people because this is all about the hard data that tells us just how easy it is to engineer your consent. I mean, listen, you know, here's a real simple one. So you understand and the audience understands what I mean by engineer your consent. If I sit you at a table, I've spent a lifetime studying this and billions and billions and billions of dollars have been spent by neuromarketers and politicians to learn how to do all these things. If I sit you down at a table and I ask you a series of questions, your answers to which could be scaled liberal on one end, conservative on the other end. And I place a jar of hand sanitizer on that table. I will skew your answers threefold toward conservative. That's called a prime. Everything in your life is a prime. These primes operate on at a level we're not conscious of, and they predispose how we make choices, why we make those choices, and how our behavior, you know, follows. So the fact of the matter is, those people that know how to do this can engineer your consent through various forms of what we think of as just overall propaganda, because sometimes it's visual and sometimes it's subliminal and sometimes it's an object and sometimes it's just your room. I mean, think about this, and I ask your entire audience to do the same. When you change your clothes, you know, for me, let's say when I come out of my suit and often take my tie off, I have a little ranch in Spokane, Washington. So I put my boots and my chaps and my hat on, and I start out toward the barn. I have to pay very close attention or everything about me changes. My behavior changes. Most people understand that when they take off their formal clothes, put on their jeans and their tenny runners, if you will, their athletic shoes, that they walk differently, that they behave differently, that their vocabulary even changes. You ask yourself why.
I can tell you, Alden, I just bought myself a new pair of shoes a couple of weeks ago, and I put them on, and my behavior changed. I mean, they are just like... You know, it might be the other way around, right? I put them on and I felt like $1 million, and my entire demeanor showed that, and my way I carried myself. And so, absolutely, we're all familiar with that.
And you know, and the bottom line comes down to what makes us think that we should feel this way. I mean, you put 6-inch heels on, you're going to be different than you are in those athletic shoes. Mm-hmm. Everything about you will be different. It won't just be that you're standing taller. You will think differently. It will predispose choices. It doesn't change just the way you walk. It changes how you interact. Indeed, it actually changes your sexuality.
Absolutely. That's what I was pointing at. I was like, yeah.
So the bottom line comes down to we have all of this information in our unconscious. And that's where all the decisions are being made from. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that, and when you see the extent of the research that's been done and how it's been used to engineer your consent politically as well as through, selling you products in this whole era of consumerism and your entire lifestyle, then you understand what I'm writing about in Gotcha, the subordination of free will.
Mm-hmm.
Due for release in August of 2014.
Terrific. Terrific. And for people who are going, why so long away? It takes a long process. And the book publishing world, you know, authors are generally writing what will be published 2 years down the road is generally what they're writing now. So
right. This one is done. It's with Hay House, so we're on a Hay House clock. But you're right; it takes a long time. They don't come out that fast.
That's right, but they do come out, and I'll look forward to that because that's a very, very interesting topic, and how we can then, you know, I sit there and I go, okay, so I understand that concept now. How can I train my mind to ensure that it gives me a flag when that happens in some kind of, you know, in a more awake and aware way.
And that's what you and I try to do with our radio shows.
Exactly.
Wake up and take control of your own life. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And step in. Well, I'm very excited to have had this opportunity. I've been familiar with your work for some time, Alden, and it's been a treat to have a chat with you. And I think that this is probably listeners are listening in on a beginning of a, wow, okay, I'm fascinated by what you do. You're interested in what I do. I think we've got some things to talk about. So the conversation will continue.
Okay, you keep flipping the switch, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Suze, to meet your audience.
Absolutely. And that's Eldon Taylor, Provocative Enlightenment. And I think you can really tell by just listening to that little bit of conversation that we just had that this man is provocative for sure and supports everyone in the enlightenment. I'm really excited to be delving more into Eldon's work, and I know that you will be as well. We're going to take a quick break here, and when I come back, we're going to be looking at change, neither good nor bad, simply your perspective. We'll be looking at how you become content with your body right where it is right now to allow the change that you desire to happen more easily. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch on Contact Talk Radio. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome back. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're going to want to go to the archives and listen to the fascinating conversation that I just had with Eldon Taylor, who is going to be moving into this time slot effective November the 6th, next week. He will be on Wednesdays. I am moving to Thursdays. Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Mountain Time, which is where I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And that would be then 5 o'clock on Eastern Time if you're in the Toronto, New York, that segment of the world. And anywhere else, you can just do the math yourself. It really is, it's just beyond me. But I discovered a really cool thing online this morning. I had somebody from Australia, Melbourne, Australia, send me a note and book an appointment online with me and said, you know, how does that time change work and where are you? And I'm this. And so I went online and I put in my time zone and I found out what I was relative to Greenwich Mean Time and I could figure it out. So I love the internet. It allows us to do all kinds of interesting and fabulous things. So change is not always what it seems. And I know so many people who look at change and think that it's a bad thing. You know, don't like change. You know, and the thing that I find really goofy about that kind of belief system that they don't like change is that our whole lives are about change. You know, goodness gracious, if they weren't, we'd still be, you know, 7 pounds, 8 ounces or 8 pounds, 3 ounces and, you know, relying on other people to change our bottoms and feed our bodies. And so I'm glad that change is our norm. We're going to look at how that change and how the process of change can support you in achieving the goals that you desire for your physical body, and how the mind connection with the body will create that. And so I would love to have you call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062 to chat about any things that you are curious about relative to, you know, weight loss or health and wellness, anything to do with the physical body. And if you've got a question that's not on that topic, but you just want to ask it anyway, I would love to chat with you. We'll do some repatterning and walk through that change and help you navigate it in an easier way. So next week, when we move over to the Thursday show, I'm going to do an overview because I believe that there'll be some new people listening. So I'm going to do like a belief repatterning in a nutshell, just give you some overview on how the technique works and how it can work for you. But meanwhile, I'd like to just do a little bit of reflection on change here for you to get us into the mood. So on Saturday, at my place, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. The sky was blue. It was warm. And then things changed. So I took a picture on Monday morning of the reflection on my wall of the sun coming through the snow-crusted window that happened on Sunday. So I wrote about it in our musings today in the newsletter. And if you're not receiving the newsletter, please do go and sign up for it. You can do that from suzcasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com, or beliefrepatterning.com, which is the name of the technique that I developed to help flip the switch on your mind from thoughts that don't support you to thoughts that do support you. Either place, you can sign up for the newsletter, and I send out every week something about what I'm thinking about, and then also what the show is going to be about. So the reflection of the sun coming through the snow on my window Monday morning gave me pause. Saturday night, I was out, and it was a balmy 17 degrees Celsius. For those of you who work Fahrenheit, that's about 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday, I woke to a blustery snow day and minus 10 Celsius, which is about 14 degrees Fahrenheit. It was quite the shock. I reached for my, I didn't put this part in the musings, but I reached for my jacket and went out and went, oh my goodness, I need to come back in and swap out this light jacket. I reached for my winter coat, my boots, my scarf, and my gloves, and then on Monday, the sun came out, and the world was transformed once again, and this time into sparkles. It was just so beautiful, and the reflected design on my wall was stunning. It was just so amazing. I had to take a picture and share it with people. It was just like this beautiful picture that actually looked a bit, when you look at it at first, it looks a bit like reflection on water or something, but it's just on my wall. So change, it happens. It happens overnight. It can happen like it did to me with the weather, or it can happen in a short connection that changes the complete direction of your journey. We've all had this where we're going along in one trajectory. We think we're really on course, and we are on course. And then we meet someone, or we have a chance conversation, or an email comes in, or the phone rings, and bingo. Everything shifts and moves in another direction. There's a wonderful movie called Sliding Doors. Gwyneth Paltrow is one of her early shows. It was out about, I'm going to say, 15 years ago now. And it's a really interesting, you know, she makes this choice or she makes this choice, how the trajectory of her life will change. And then some things are still stay the same. It's a very fascinating thing to contemplate. But change happens. It can be a word that's said, or a word that's left unsaid. And so it happens when you aren't looking, and it happens when you are aware and paying attention. You are continually shaping your own experiences, and looking at the reflection of what is will give you another perspective. So rather than just looking at what is, maybe turn and see what the reflection of that is. Or looking at a sunset, turn and look at how it is appearing against the buildings that it's shining on. It will give you a new perspective. Change is neither good nor bad. It's simply your perspective that you bring to it. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. And I see we have a caller. Shelley, welcome to Flipping the Switch. Are you there? Hi, Shelley, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Hi. Yes. So, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you were able to join us today. I'm gonna fill listeners in on a little bit about you, unless you know what? Why don't you fill them in on a little bit about you?
Oh, well, I'll do my best. I am a good friend of Sue's and also a practitioner, because you can't really become a practitioner without becoming good friends at the same time. I've known Sue's for over 10 years, and she has helped me through many rough times. And to the point where I woke up one day and realized, you know what, this technique of belief repatterning really works, and it needs to be shared with the world. So that's how I've come to be a practitioner, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
That's great. And you, I will just say that your son was named before you met me.
That's right.
Because I actually had somebody.
Yeah. And my son is Casey.
Yeah.
And, how do you say that? Our lives intersect before we even know it. And then when they do, it's just pretty astounding to feel connection.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you do a lot of the repatterning work with your children.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And they've picked it up.
They have, you know, in lots of ways. One, I just like to follow my children's lead. I've learned that they are innocent and pure, that they will really ask for what they need. But then as a mother, I do watch very closely of their habits and patterns and behaviors and do my best to guide, because I treat my children like I would like to be treated. Nobody really wants to be told what to do. So there are moments when even my children become aware of their own actions, and Casey, being the oldest, just last week said, "Mom, I'd like to do some belief repatterning." And that was a first. That was really a first. But, you know, he has come to the awareness of the strength of belief repatterning and how it supports him and how it makes him feel, more so than, "Mom, can I just talk to you?"
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to the technique and the brain power behind it. Thank you, Suze.
Well, you're welcome, and you can't really fool junior high-age boys. I discovered that as a teacher.
Right.
They kind of know what's going on, and one of the things that I'm fond of saying is that my favorite people on the planet are grade-eight boys. I don't think Casey's quite there, is he?
Not quite.
Yeah. But and the reason that I like them is because they're really wired to keep us honest, and they ask really penetrating questions. And so I enjoy working with young people as well. So you called in, and I just started asking you questions, but did you have something that you wanted to talk about or share or mention on today's show?
Well, you had said many things, but the one key factor that tweaked me was about our bodies. I can't remember exactly how you worded it, but in my mind, it's like, well, I can talk about body acceptance. Mm-hmm. You know, I've come from many years of blame, shame, and guilt, and I've always looked at my body and wished it could be different. And I don't.
Oh, and isn't that funny? Because I look at your body, and don't take this the wrong way, but I look at your body and wish I could have it.
I know. You know, and I know that
funny
from
beings.
Others.
Yeah, aren't we funny beings?
You know, we understand, right, that it's not really about what others say. It's what we say to ourselves that's mm-hmm. most powerful. And, you know, I grew up with a twin sister, and she said that to me the entire life. I wish I had your body. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. But, you know, that conversation just was that. It's a merry-go-round that never stops. And mm-hmm. it's somewhat still going on in her mind, but I have found my own peace. And it is just so freeing when you do find the peace of living within your own body. You know, it's and I guess what I wanted to say is, how did I get there? And I, quite honestly, I don't know specifically, because life is just so full of many factors and many experiences that I can't say exactly the day when I actually woke up and accepted it. But I know it was recently, within the last 10 years. It was following my work with you and cancer and everything else. And I know that I was challenging myself one last time. I think I was sort of at the end of this rope thinking, Shelley, you've got to let go of what you really want this body to look like and just let it be. But I challenged myself in going to the gym and just exercising. And when I did that, nothing profound, I would say, really changed in the physical part of my body. You know, I'm still wearing the same clothes I wore when I was a teenager, like same size clothes. Well, okay, some are the same clothes. You know, when you find something you really like, you don't let it go. But,
exactly.
I know that I have answered my own questions from inside of what the expectations of my body were. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. And, you know, I'm going to ask if you would consider doing some repatterning with me, but I'd like you to repattern with me instead of me repattern with you. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that would be great.
Nothing like putting you on the spot on the radio that you didn't expect. I mean, just so everyone knows, I didn't know Shelley was going to call in today. So this has not been scripted or anything. I didn't know Eldon was calling in, but I didn't know Shelley was. And I'm so glad that you did, because I think that you can help me with something. People ask me all the time. So, you know, if I study belief repatterning, can, you know, do I still need a practitioner? And my answer is yes. The only reason I train people is so I've got people I can go to. When I need some support. And it's kind of like, you know, learning yoga. You can read a book about yoga and you can practice it on your own. You can watch a videotape about yoga and you'll get, you know, some more information. But there's nothing quite like working with someone who is masterful with it to guide you through. And so the word that came up for me today, Shelley, was content.
Okay.
And the question that I asked around it is, because most of my listeners know, and I know that you're really aware, that I have released a lot of weight and feel really good about that. And, you know, in my head, I had a number that I really wanted to get to, and I hadn't been at that number since my late 20s. Mm-hmm. And I got to that number last year, and I have danced around it back and forth, you know, 2 pounds up, 4 pounds down, 1 pound up, 2 pounds down, you know, just danced around that number. And I know it's because I'm wired for that. I know that, you know, the body wants to be in homeostasis and wants to keep things the same as much as we can, because the world is changing so much around us that the body tries to anchor us in that strong physical energy. And so I understand all of that stuff. And so today I was thinking, okay, so I'm going down to the Baja at the end of the month for 3 weeks and doing some teaching down there. And I thought, you know, I would just really like, you know, as I think most women feel this way, especially when we're in Canada and under 27 layers of clothing, I'm going to go down. I'm going to be in a bathing suit most of the time. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just release another, I don't know, 5 or 7 pounds before I go? That'd be kind of nice. And so I was thinking about that this morning and I said, so what can I repattern? Because as you know, every day I do my practice, and it's like, what? So I framed it that way today, and I went, what can I repattern today to bring me to that place? And the word that came up was content. I didn't have a moving away from word. It was just content. And I know that it's like, just be content with yourself the way you are. And so I was thinking about that. I went for my swim. I'm going back and forth. And the realization came up for me that what has always spurred me forward has been around my physicalness, has been discontent. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to embrace that content place. So if you could help me with that, I know it's soul level. I know it's a really deep one. It's bone deep. I can feel it. You can probably feel it as I'm telling you about it.
Oh.
If you could do some repatterning with me, and I know then that listeners can repattern along with us and do the karaoke belief repatterning and fill in, you know, what fits for them. But for me, it is, I just want to get to a real place of total contentment with myself. And who I am and where I am. And this is not that I'm discontented with myself. You would say from knowing me that I'm pretty content, but it's always about upping it, increasing it, doing it 1% or 10% more than you did before, deepening your ability. So I would like to take contentment to a whole new level in my life.
Okay.
Will you help me?
I will help you.
Fantastic.
To help you.
I am in your hands. Go.
Okay. So I will, I'm just checking in. I believe we're going to start with forgiveness, Suze. And because you've identified it's at soul level, we're going to just bring that in as well. I forgive my soul for believing it needs to be discontent any longer.
I forgive my soul for believing that it needs to carry discontent any longer.
Right. up around that?
No, just a real a calmness around my heart and around my solar plexus area. It was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, we're talking to him, her, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this discontent.
I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this discontent. Can I switch it?
Yeah.
I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in that discontent any longer. Because when I said this, I was like, no, that's too close. It's over there. So right. I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in that discontent any longer.
Right.
There, that felt better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we're moving forward here. Permission. I give my soul permission to let go of that discontent. It's in the way of my growth.
I give my soul permission to let go of that old discontent. It's in the way of my growth. Yeah, that felt pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounded great in your voice. I give my soul permission to feel content with this body now.
I give myself permission to be content with my body right now.
Anything around that?
No, but I did notice just a loosening between my shoulders, for sure.
Good. That's a great sign. I allow my body to relax and be content as I'm growing.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So I was like, oh, I was good until you said as I'm growing, and then my gut kind of gripped. So I allow my body. Okay, now you've got me. My little neural pathway wasn't there. This is great for listeners to realize that it happens to me too. Okay, so can you give it to me again, Shelley?
Yep. I allow my body to relax and be content as I grow.
I allow my body to relax and be content as I grow. And my inner coach just came up and went, well, that'd be new. I'd like that. Isn't it funny? Our belief systems are just so deep and hidden in. Okay, this is nice. Keep going. I'm loving it.
So yeah, I think that's enough for permission. Your body's ready to go on forward. So from there, we're at choice. And with that, your inner coach has arrived. So I choose to be content and support myself, body, mind, and soul.
I choose to be content. And you know what? I'm going to just switch it around because this is what came up. I choose to be content, body, mind, and soul. And support myself that way.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. You know,
hang on a second. It's so interesting to me because, you know, as a practitioner, I see that oftentimes, but I just felt it really strongly that, you know, you suggested a statement, and it's not that the statement was wrong, but I heard it in a different way, and to say it the way that you hear it,
right.
The way that sits for you is really important for people who are listening. It's not about parroting or, you know, paint by number. There's nothing absolutely magic in the statements that you're giving me, Shelley, or that I give on air. You want to tailor it to fit you. And so that was just a really big awareness there. All I needed to do is just shift the order of things. And, you know, you gave me all the right concepts. I just needed to change the order so that it really resonated for me. So thank you.
Right. Yeah, no problem. It's easy to work with you because I know that you know the system and everything, right?
But I remember a time when you thought it was really hard and scary to work with me.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even explain it to anybody. I just couldn't even tell anybody what I was doing. It was like too weird. And yet it's not.
No, it's really simple, and really, and I think that's the challenging part, is that it's so simple.
That's right.
So my inner coach is going, come on, okay. Give me another. Give me another.
Right, please. I choose to allow myself to be content. I feel like as I go to Baja, does that make sense?
Sure. I choose to, I'm not going to even choose to allow, I'm going to just choose.
Okay.
I choose to be content, body, mind, and soul, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, including the trip to Baja.
Right.
Wow. I choose to find contentment right where I am, always. That's really interesting that you twigged on that, because I just had the mind is so cool. It just flashes things to you. And what just flashed to me was that I used to only be content when I was traveling.
Oh.
I would not find contentment in just being at home and being in my everyday life. I was content. Put me on an airplane. I remember my mom saying to me when I was a kid, you're like a dog. All you have to do is say airplane. Like you'd say to a dog, car. And like, you don't ask where, when, or anything. You're just on it.
Right.
And that was because that's where I really allowed myself to be content and to really let go of that. Got to do this. Got to do that. Got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just came into an awareness here. Thank you. That's nice.
Good.
So I don't remember where we are in the process, but you do, because you're the practitioner at the moment. Thank you.
Certainly do. I think we're moving forward on to freedom then. Sounds like there's enough choice. Whenever I'm hearing, it's like your inner coach and the positive affirmations that you're saying around these statements is giving me the clue then to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at freedom, and I say that just for the listeners. I am free to live my life with contentment as I grow.
I am free to live my life with contentment. There's something. I am free. Okay, I'm going to try it straight up, and then you'll hear what needs to happen.
Okay.
I am free to live my life with contentment as I grow. I got it. I am free to grow from a place of total contentment.
Right.
There's something else in there, Shelley. I hope you're hearing it, so I can feel it.
Yeah. We're still with freedom, though. So, mm-hmm. I focus on being content. In just what you say, I'm focused on being content as I travel, and I bring that to my daily life, to my work life.
I know the contentment that happens when I travel, and I bring that to my day-to-day life. Yeah, because it's that place of relaxed, that place that happens when I, and I know some people are going, are you kidding me? Airports, airline, but I just, it's like when I'm swimming. So that I'm going to use that one too. I know that place of total contentment, body, mind, and soul. It happens when I swim. I had it this morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've just described, it's almost like when you're on a holiday or off to be on a holiday, you surrender to what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens? And there's you're in flow with whatever will be, because you're on an adventure and that's how it's going to play out.
And why don't I just let, what's a crazy picking question? I choose to let my day to day be that kind of an adventure and be content with whatever comes forward.
Right.
Knowing that it's all good and all perfect, and that change isn't always what it seems. Oh, my body's just, I could feel around my belly just relax. There was kind of a grip there that's just relaxed. I wasn't even aware that the grip was there.
Right.
Nice.
That's great. Great messages. So I'm free to be aware of the messages my body sends me to be content.
I am free to be aware of the messages that my body is sending me around being content. Cool.
Good. I'm getting that we're just right at surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I like the feeling of contentment. It feels like me.
I like this feeling of contentment. It feels totally like me.
Anything around that? Is that good?
No, it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah, I get a sense of completion, so I think that's great, too.
Yeah, thank you. I bring this contentment to my physical body and to my soul and to my mind and move forward in growth from this place of deeper contentment. Thank you, Shelley.
Oh, thank you, Sue.
Nice. So
it did work.
Yeah, you know, it works even on me. It's great. And I love it. I love it. I love the technique for that piece of it, that it's just so, you know, and it's interesting because I knew that there was something sitting there, but it's like you can't sometimes scratch the middle of your back. You can't quite get to whatever is sitting there. And you'll notice that we didn't go look for the core of it and where it came from or who gave it to me or how long I've had it. We just went, what do I want to feel?
Right.
And content was the word. So I so appreciate you calling in today. And if people want to get a hold of you, they can do so from our website, the practitioner website on beliefrepatterning.com.
Yep.
It's Shelley Wright. And so you'll find it there. Shelley Wright at beliefrepatterning.com. You click on that and you can read more about Shelley. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Suze. You have a great day.
You as well. We're just about at the end of the hour, and so I want to have a few minutes. So thank you so much to Shelley and Eldon for joining me today. Just a reminder that our next show will not be next Wednesday, but will be Thursday the 6th of November, I think it is. Or is it the 7th of November? 7th of November. Thursday the 7th of November. And it'll be at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And we will be doing an overview of belief repatterning in a nutshell. Just to prep for the new time frame. Also wanted to let you know about a few things that are coming up this month. You heard Shelley and I chatting about the Baja. I've been invited down to a couple of places in the Baja. Cabo. I'm flying into Cabo, but I will be working out of San Jose del Cabo from a place called Hotel Natalia, and we'll be doing a Thanksgiving weekend experience. For anyone who is interested in flying in, you can get the information. Just send me an email. We haven't quite got it up on the website yet. It's just all new and in the works. But Hotel Natalia, and you let them know that you're with me in Belief Repatterning. On the Friday evening, we're going to be doing a Thanksgiving celebration of acknowledging our accomplishments and celebrating ourselves and gratitude through Belief Repatterning. On the Saturday of that weekend, I will be doing the Flip Your Switch course. Anyone who's already taken it is welcome to come at half price and redo it. And if it's somebody that's new to come, the dollar value on that one will be on the website. And then we're going to be putting some movement and body things into it with some yoga with my colleague Noelle, who is resident down there, and we'll be doing some of that. And then on Sunday, we're going to do the This Year's Going to Be Different, which is a seminar based on belief repatterning and goal setting, and one that I will be offering online beginning in January. The seminar that is coming up next online is Being Heavy Weighing You Down. And that is the one that really is about weight loss and taking what you know about your body and physicalness and using the repatterning to really get your head around it, just kind of like what Shelley and I were just doing. And that begins next Tuesday, the 5th of November, runs for three Tuesdays. We do two Tuesdays of content, then we take the next one is a Q&A so that you can get your questions answered. And there is, at this point in time, six people on that, so it'll be a fairly intimate class. You'll get lots of time to get your questions answered. Being Heavy Weighing You Down, you can sign up for that on the website. My name is Suze, and I am really, really grateful for having had this opportunity to speak with you on Wednesdays at lunchtime. I'm hoping that you'll stay tuned at this time for Eldon Taylor, who will do a provocative enlightenment, and I'm looking forward to having you join me on Thursdays at 2 Pacific time. That's 3 Mountain time and 5 Eastern time. For Flipping the Switch, and we'll be talking more then about how you can use repatterning and how you can get that subconscious mind to train up and do what you need it to do to be supportive of you in whatever area of your life it is, whether it's goal setting around your career, whether it's relationships with your partner or your children or yourself, or healing past traumas, anything like that. If you're interested in firing me off a note, you can catch me on Facebook and do let me know what you're interested in hearing about Suze Casey on Facebook. You can like me and also give me some ideas. So it's been a blessing to be with you. Have a wonderful week. And remember, you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose.